Dr. Mark Hopkins is a senior lecturer in exercise physiology at Sheffield Hallam University. His current research focuses on the relationship between body composition and both energy intake and energy expenditure. Can you provide us with a bit of background information on this topic?
Yeah, so my research is looking at the drivers of energy intake, so what are the mechanisms that stimulate food intake. And traditionally, people thought that the kind of controlling mechanisms stem from fat mass and also some hormones that stem from the kind of gut. But we're starting to look at whether things like fat-free mass and rest of metabolic rate play an important role in day-to-day food intake.
How about the research you carried out?
We wanted to look at the relationship between body composition, energy expenditure and food intake, and particularly look at those relationships when food choice was allowed to vary freely. So we really wanted to look at whether fat-free mass and rest of metabolic rate were drivers of food intake. We looked at about 60 individuals who spent a 14-day period in a residential feeding suite. These individuals had access to a wide range of foods typical of their normal diet. They were able to move around freely and do daily activities and actually cooked all their own foods in a private kind of kitchen. We covertly and objectively measured food intake, and the researchers every morning would go into these kitchens and measure all the food, the packaging, the waste material, any peelings, so we could then calculate energy and macronutrient intake. We measured body composition and total daily energy expenditure using WA water, so quite a sophisticated and accurate measure. And we found that fat mass wasn't related to food intake, which is quite an interesting finding because previous researchers suggested that fat mass really controls food intake. However, our findings suggested that fat-free mass was highly related to the amount of food people were consuming. Interestingly, when we started to look at the relationship between fat-free mass and resting metabolic rate, we found that actually resting metabolic rate seemed to be the most important determinant. So we did a statistical analysis and found that it was resting metabolic rate that seems to be the most important factor in determining day-to-day food intake in these individuals.
So what are the implications of your findings? How can this be taken from a controlled setting and implemented in everyday life?
So there's a number of conditions that are associated with reductions in fat-free mass. As people become older, we tend to get a reduction in fat-free mass, and certain diseases are associated with a reduction in fat-free mass. And we often see a dysregulation or an effect on appetite within these conditions as well. So if we know that fat-free mass and resting metabolic rate are playing an important role in food intake, then we might be able to put interventions together that improve fat-free mass and then hopefully have a beneficial effect on appetite in these individuals. Typically, when we're looking at obesity-based interventions, people use aerobic exercise to reduce fat mass, but we often see a reduction in fat-free mass with those as well. So I think it kind of underlines the importance of putting resistance-based exercise within an intervention, because then we maintain, if not increase, fat-free mass. And that might be particularly important in the elderly population as well. As I said, they often see a reduction in fat-free mass, which might then have a knock-on effect on appetite control in these individuals.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.